Wisconsin is currently getting walloped by a major winter storm that has dropped record-breaking amounts of snow in some parts of the state. It's Monday, March 16th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Hope you're staying warm out there this morning. Coming up on the show today, President Trump says he will target invasive carp to help save the Great Lakes, but funding is being held up. And in Racine, a group of citizens is involved in participatory defense. They say they can make a difference in the criminal justice system.
It's just as valuable than any three letters after that define a degree.
Stay with us.
If you've never given before, but you look forward to listening to WPR every day, that's a sign it's time to donate. It means that WPR is important to you, and you are important to us. We're listener-supported radio, which means we count on money from people like you to make the programs possible. Make your first-ever contribution today at WPR.org. Thank you.
Well, you don't need me to tell you, depending on what part of the state you live in, but Wisconsin saw historic snowfall yesterday. It's continuing today with blizzard conditions and widespread travel warnings. Yesterday in Wausau, Christine Salam said she measured more than 21 inches in her driveway, and that was before a second round hit in the evening.
This is the most snow I've ever seen in my lifetime, and I've been in northern Wisconsin my whole life.
Wausau broke its record for snowfall in a single day with more than 23 inches. The previous record was a little more than 15 inches. Julie Bunchak of Wausau said her household forgot to get gas for the snowblower before the storm hit.
So we had to call a neighbor to come and bring us a can of gas, and he was up to his armpits trying to get up our driveway.
Other parts of Wisconsin saw record-breaking snowfall as well. Green Bay got a little more than 17 inches of snow yesterday. The National Weather Service says that breaks a record for March 15th, set back in 1959, and it's the third highest total for any one-day snowfall event in Green Bay. A blizzard warning remains in effect through the afternoon in a good portion of Wisconsin. President Donald Trump said last week he's working to save the Great Lakes from invasive carp. But as Danielle Kading reports, his administration is holding up money for a $1 billion project to keep them at bay.
Trump posted to Truth Social that he's working with Democratic Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer to, quote, save the Great Lakes from the rather violent and destructive Asian carp. But the Army Corps of Engineers has held up funding for a project in Illinois that aims to block the fish from reaching Lake Michigan. Joel Brahmeier with the Alliance for the Great Lakes has joined calls for the White House to release the funds.
Once an invasion starts, it's almost impossible to get rid of it. So the job now is to prevent them from establishing.
Trump previously told his administration to act with maximum speed on the project, which would install underwater defenses to hold back the fish. The White House didn't provide any details on the status of the project's funding. Invasive carp threaten the $7 billion fishing industry by gobbling up food that other native fish rely on. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
State regulators gave three utilities the okay to acquire a large solar and battery project in Rock County that could provide enough energy to power more than 45,000 homes. We Energies, Wisconsin Public Service, and Madison Gas and Electric will co-own the Dawn Harvest Solar and Battery Project in Rock County. It will add 150 megawatts of solar and 50 megawatts of battery storage to the grid. The utilities hope to bring the project online by 2028. Andrew Kell is with the nonprofit Renew Wisconsin. He says renewable energy projects like Dawn Harvest make the state more energy independent.
We don't have fossil fuels here in the state, so to the extent that we can develop our own resources to serve our energy needs, that's really going to benefit us in the short term and the long term as well.
We Energy says it plans to add nearly 3 gigawatts to the grid through even more solar projects and 2 natural gas plants. Milwaukee traffic deaths reached a four-year low in 2025. As Steph Conquest-Ware reports, city officials announced the steep drop during a press conference last week.
The recent decline comes less than 5 years after the city adopted the Vision Zero Action Plan. Officials want zero deaths or life-changing injuries from traffic crashes by 2037. 57 people died last year compared to 77 in 2022. That was the peak year for traffic deaths in Milwaukee. It's a more than 25% decrease. Mayor Cavalier Johnson says the progress is not accidental.
It's this coordinated effort, this coordinated action that's showing up in the data.
He says city police and fire departments have also worked to strengthen responses to crash victims and address dangerous drivers. Steph Conquest-Ware, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin public schools are losing students. 68 out of 72 counties saw a decline in student enrollment this school year. That's according to new state data. Public schools lost just under 2% of students for the 2025-26 school year compared to the previous year. It's part of a decades-long trend that has left districts across the state considering closing or consolidating schools. Quentin Claban is a senior research director at the Institute for Reforming Government. He analyzed the state enrollment numbers himself.
Losing students forces tough choices on the educators looking out for our kids and the taxpayers funding our schools. Wisconsinites have got to attract families and businesses to our great state, or we will never escape the cycle of referenda and layoffs.
Dane County added nearly 200 students this year. The jump came from the McFarland School District, mostly in its virtual high school program. A new statewide initiative recently launched to ensure Wisconsin has healthy forests well into the future. It's in response to a number of challenges facing our forests, including climate change, the loss of sawmills, and invasive species. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
The Wisconsin Forest First Initiative is working to develop a strategic plan and long-term roadmap to ensure Wisconsin's forests remain healthy while also supporting a sustainable and competitive forest products industry. FIRST is an acronym for Forest Industry Roadmap and Strategies for Tomorrow. Tom Hiddle is the chair of the Wisconsin Council on Forestry.
Healthy forests and a healthy forest product industry are directly connected. You can't have one without the other.
Wisconsin Forest First is being funded by a $1 million State of Wisconsin grant. Over the next 2 years, Wisconsin Forest First plans to conduct comprehensive industry research to assess market conditions and identify growth opportunities. I'm Katie Thorson reporting.
This story comes from the Wisconsin News Collaborative. That's a partnership of Wisconsin public media newsrooms, including WUWM, Wisconsin Public Radio, and WXPR. Coming up, a citizens group in southeastern Wisconsin is getting involved in criminal defense. Stay with us.
Hello, it's Michelle Martin. At Morning Edition, we bring you the news of the day, but also conversations about art.
The piano was where I left all of my words and all of my stories and all of my pain.
Scientific findings.
In total, I think we looked at over 500 specimens. That's a lot of poop.
And stories that make you smile. Start your weekdays informed and inspired with Morning Edition from NPR News.
And finally, the criminal justice system is often a top-down experience. Judges hand down sentences, and for the most part, people charged with crimes are expected to defer to the expertise of their lawyers. But a group of people in Racine now turning that model on its head. Sarah Lear brings us the story.
It's a cold evening in Racine, but it's warm inside the local library, where a group of volunteers is gathering for a weekly meeting. Bobby Ayala drags chairs into a circular formation. Roughly half a dozen people file in, and Ayala calls them to order.
Hello, everybody. We are not lawyers. Welcome to the Hub. My name is Bobby. I am directly impacted.
Ayala spent nearly 30 years in prison on charges including reckless homicide. He's among the leaders of a grassroots group that's practicing what's known as participatory defense. At the start of the meeting, Ayala writes a few case numbers on a whiteboard and group members share updates.
So what happened was he got a new court hearing. It's going to be just a status hearing, 629.
For many Hub members, these cases are more than just letters and numbers. They're personal. People reach out to the Hub when they themselves or their loved ones are facing criminal charges. Racine's Hub is part of a national movement that launched out of a California-based nonprofit in the early 2000s. Across the country, there are more than 50 hubs. Racine's is the only one in Wisconsin. The goal of participatory defense is to harness the often overlooked expertise of community members, says Charisse Domingo. She's an organizer with the National Participatory Defense Network.
Our knowledge and experience is just as valuable than any three letters after that define a degree.
A big part of participatory defense is holding lawyers accountable, says John Gross, a University of Wisconsin law professor. Many people who turn to the hubs have public defenders, and Gross says they're overworked.
And these lawyers are typically not charged with doing sort of community education and advocacy.
Although Gross supports participatory defense, he acknowledged that, in certain situations, some lawyers may have hesitations.
Because of concerns over confidentiality, trial strategy, especially in situations with co-defendants.
When Ayala was sentenced to prison at age 19, he felt mostly alone inside that Racine County courtroom.
You know, I was a teenager looking behind me, and there's a lot of angry people and one family member.
Ayala believes things would have been different if he had access to the hub. Now he's using it to help others, like the Delgado family. Humberto Delgado reached out to the Racine group when his 18-year-old son was charged with theft with a dangerous weapon. At the time, Delgado had little experience with the criminal justice system.
I mean, I got a parking ticket or a speeding ticket, I would investigate and check it out, and that's totally different than this.
The Delgado family paid for a lawyer, but at first, it left Delgado frustrated. The attorney would not share updates because Delgado's son was the client, not his parents. With the hub's help, Delgado got his son to grant access so his lawyer could share details. And before sentencing, the hub helped the Delgado family put together a video that was played in court. In that video, music plays as Humberto Delgado talks about his son's technical prowess.
He helped me put in furnaces, water heaters, and he could be a good plumber or an electrician.
A Racine County judge sentenced Delgado's son to 3 months in jail, followed by work release. Without the hub, Delgado believes it would have been longer. When that sentence is done, the hub plans to mark the occasion with a special ceremony, just like they do with every participant. They'll write the teen's name on the library whiteboard and then let him erase it. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Our thanks to WPR's Sarah Lear for bringing us that story. Quick check of weather, maybe not so quick, with all the winter weather that we still have across Wisconsin. A blizzard warning is in effect for the southern two-thirds of the state until this afternoon. A winter weather advisory in effect for the rest of Wisconsin today as well. Could see a couple more inches of snow on top of what we've already got today. Wind gusts near 45 miles per hour at times as well. And overnight, really cold, with lows down into the single digits and teens. No snow expected overnight, but it is still going to be really windy, blowing all that snow around. And that'll do it for this Monday. Glad you could join us, and thanks for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Hope you're staying safe with all that winter weather that we've got across the state right now. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.